the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more. And the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. The saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Acts 20 and verses 22 and 23. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Overcoming adversity. Now, what do you see in the development of a child? All of you have passed through that stage, I believe. And look at the thrill a child appears to feel when it rolls over, overcoming the forces of gravity and rolls over, lifts up its back and smiles at you. What an accomplishment. And then, of course, when it begins to sit up and stand of all things, and you see the toddler take those first tentative steps, overcoming friction. Hasn't God put it in nature? Even the seed that sprouts, you know, breaking through the clods, the plumule, you know, breaking through. Has not God put it right there in you to be an overcomer? Look at all the literature and all the psychological analysis of today. Stress-related diseases. And all the research about the impact that it is having upon society, industry, family, everywhere. What does this boil down to? It boils down to overcoming adversity. And in the Christian, the Lord has put the seed of the resurrection. So when you turn to the Lord and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, there is the principle of the resurrection working in you. Do you overcome adversity? And with every onslaught of the devil, you get stronger. You rebound. That is a miracle, because it belongs to the Savior who rose again from the dead. It belongs to Calvary and the resurrection. It's no virtue embedded in ourselves. So, dear folks, overcoming adversity, we see complainers, whiners. You know, all the time there's a spirit of conflict everywhere. See, I'm up against the wall, I'm struggling, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, one young man wrote to us about the retreat. I am hard pressed for time, And it's not easy. But the fellow never figured on overcoming his schedule and giving God the right place in his schedule. I always find the devil has some special attack before a time when God is going to meet with you or bless you. He wants you to get out of the path of blessing. So, overcoming adversity. You know, in every stage of life, you have adversaries and adversities. And only thing is, they only become bigger. They don't grow any smaller. And you say, well, I've tided over many things now. I can sit back and relax. No. No, my dear friends. They shall rest from their labors. Where? You're not going to carry conflict to heaven. We shall not be whining about these things. You know, in the last retreat, there were about 250 people baptized. But there was a law in force saying that nobody should be baptized or get converted. And anybody who baptizes or is responsible, therefore, is liable to 3 years of imprisonment. So when this thing came up suddenly, I said, are we going to stop the whole course which we have followed because of a tyrannical law which illegally restricts our freedom? No, we'll go on with it and face the music. As you grow in the Lord, there will be greater and bigger tests. Here, St. Paul says, the Holy Spirit witnesseth that in every city persecutions, bonds, and afflictions await me, abide me. What's this kind of Christianity we have today, when all we are looking for is an easy ride and an easy chair? I tell you, I don't like an easy chair. I feel kind of uncomfortable in an easy chair. It is so much in the wrong mindset that today we are not even teaching our children that life is all about overcoming. That's all. Life is all about overcoming. You have to overcome adversity. You have to overcome temptation. You have to overcome your own nature. Yes, today, our life, you know, society, is a picture of heartless greed. In the midst of it, a Christian says, it is more blessed to give rather than to receive. Now, this is against the tide. You know, everybody is running where they get money. The whole thinking and planning is around money. And I can tell you that when your whole mind and thought is around money, you'll get nowhere. In addressing medical students, I have often told them, if money is your objective, you have defeated yourself already. You're going to get nowhere. What has happened now? Today, medical service has become so expensive, people are not able to afford it, people are falling through the cracks. Where is Christian compassion? Can't we set up a clinic where we say, okay, we'll take on some of these poorest of the poor? Can't we do that? Is not Christian compassion meant for that? No, I can hardly see anybody doing that. One of our doctors has been making some frantic calls to me. We are so short-staffed, and the government has banned all small clinics which are not registered or not run on proper lines. and all the people are flocking in, and we don't have the crew. We are strained to the nth degree, meaning when patients are there, you can't turn them all away. And the number of deliveries has increased so greatly, and also the cesarean sections, this, that, and the other. In the midst of it all, you know, I say if a fellowship cannot provide doctors and nurses for a scene of service and a scene of daily danger in the crossfire where the bombs and rockets fly, if the Christian people can't provide for such a situation, there's something wrong with that kind of Christianity. They've got it wrong from the start. Dangers and afflictions abide me. I often warn people, degrees only heighten pride unless it is accompanied with deep spirit of brokenness. Why has God given me this opportunity? Why has God given me this enlightenment? Why has God given me these qualifications that I might serve as Jesus served? But that's not any part of modern education today. It isn't. So eventually what we are geared for is for an easy life. That's the thing which figures most. My children should have it easy. You know, a car is a big liability, as you well know. If you have driven one like the cars I have driven. Expense, you know, the insurance, the registration, this, that, and the other, and the gasoline prices, petrol prices going up all the time, and so on. The very attitude, the very upbringing today is wrong. Even on just an ordinary breakfast table, whining goes on at the table, whining goes on all through life. Complaining, I don't like this, I don't eat veggies, I don't eat that. And one of these days they're going to get worse treatment too. There's something totally wrong with our system. The focus is on money, the focus is on comfort, the focus is not on discipleship. The Holy Spirit witnesses that bonds and afflictions abide me.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.